Today is Tuesday, March 5th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Absinthe Day. It's also National Multiple Personality Day, and it's National Cheese Doodle Day. Cheese doodles. Actually, I would call them cheese puffs. I wonder if that's a regional thing or if it's just a brand thing. Because if you get a cheese, is that only cheese puffs or a particular company or something like that? The Cheeto company. What's that company? Is it Frito-Lay? And they used to come in a can. I think you can still buy them in a can, actually. But maybe that's just a brand thing. They call them cheese puffs because those are round. So maybe the pool noodle shaped ones are called doodles and the round ones are called puffs. I would call them all puffs because they're puffed up. Cheese elbows. Cheese puffy elbows. There you go. They leave orange dust on your fingers. So I was just looking to see if we had any messages, and one came in. I don't know when it came in, but it just popped. I feel like I looked earlier today at work, and there were no messages there, and then I just looked when I sat down, and one showed up. So it could have literally just come in when I sat down to record, but I'm not sure because the server time is weird. I don't know exactly what time it is, and I do post the time, but it's not, you know. But it's from Joe in Dallas. It says, "Hey Adam, I find it impossible to believe that you didn't realize the irony of your comments on your feelings on watermelon, considering the infamous video from your youth. You were in prime backwards baseball hat twink era." Yeah, I made a video. Look, I made a video with a watermelon once upon a time. I ate a piece of the watermelon, but I'm not a huge fan of watermelon. It was more that there was an inspirational video that I had seen, and I think it was with a pumpkin. But when I went to the store, I feel like the time of year, there were no pumpkins available. It must have been summer. I don't remember. This was a long time ago. I am so far from my backwards baseball hat twink era. I'm now in my backwards baseball cap daddy era, I suppose. And so I was looking for fruits that were the right size, let's just say. And you can't get something small like a... I'm not going to fill everyone in on what the detail. If you know about the video, you know about the video. If you don't, it's fine. There's no need. There's no need to know. It's a need to know basis. And if you don't already know, you don't need to know. But I was inspired by a pumpkin, I think. But what's a good replacement for a pumpkin in the summer? A watermelon. So there you go. But it's not even that I hate watermelon. I just don't like watermelon. I would never order it. If I was forced to eat it, I wouldn't be disgusted. I can eat it. But if it's on a menu at a restaurant or if it's on a buffet, or even if I'm at someone's house and they're eating watermelon, I would not partake of the watermelon 9 times out of 10. There may be one day when I'm in some strange mood. But generally speaking, and it's more of a texture thing, a little bit of flavor, but mostly texture. I'm not a big fan of the texture of watermelon. Thank you for your text. Let's just look and see if we have any voicemail. I don't think we do because I checked earlier and we do not. Remember, you can call or text 479-221-9393. And I would love to get those from any one of you. All right, well, we were talking about the weekend. Saturday, we spent, I kind of talked about the morning. I worked out. I had a tire situation. I was irritated because they didn't call me or text me and say, hey, by the way, all of your pressure sensors are out. Do you want us to replace those? They didn't even tell me when I picked it up. I had to see that the light was on for the flat tire. And then I go in and he's like, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you. Those are $60 a piece if you want us to replace them. But I had already been waiting 3 hours for my car. I didn't want to wait anymore. So now that light is just on until I go get it fixed. Another thing on my list of things to do. Then we went home and we worked on an idea that we're working on. And then we had dinner with my parents. And so we went over to my parents. And really, there was nothing. There was no drama. Fox News was not on. I don't know if my parents have now gotten it in their head that we don't enjoy Fox News, so maybe they, you know, don't play it anymore. We then, so we had dinner. The casserole that they served was kind of bland, I'm going to say. And I'm wondering if, as maybe Big Fatty could answer this. I'm wondering if as people get older, see, I always thought that as people get older, they need more salt and more seasoning on things because your taste buds, I thought as you get older, like your taste buds dull. And so you need more seasoning on things, but maybe it's the other way around. Maybe so Fatty can call in or text if he wants to and answer this question. Do you need more or less salt as you get older? Because I don't know, but they were saying, oh my gosh, Mom said, oh my gosh, there's too much salt. And I was thinking, this needs twice the amount of salt at least of what it's got. But we had dinner with them. It was fine. We played a game. I won. We played Monopoly Deal, and I won 2 out of 3 games. So, and that was our Saturday evening. And then on Sunday, we had church. And we met for... No. No, I came home. I did some chores. And I had to do some reading for an episode that I was... I don't even know the name of the show, but I was recording a show with Joe Batance and Laurie Roggenkamp for the Afterthought Media, because I'm one of his stable of hosts that he will call in when he needs a third chair at one of his shows. It doesn't pay anything, though. I just do it for free out of the goodness of my heart. And it was on this book called Let's Talk About It, which is a illustrated book all about The Teen's Guide to Sex, Relationships, and Being a Human. And I stupidly thought I needed to read the whole book, but it was only one chapter, so I spent 2 hours reading this book. But anyway, so we talked about that. I actually enjoyed it because I don't mind talking about sex. And it was an enjoyable recording session. So then we went to eat lunch. We went to Outback Steakhouse. It was actually good. And because again, I wanted a restaurant that has calories on the menu. And you got to go to a chain restaurant if you want calories on the menu, generally speaking. So all of my restaurants of the week recently have been those with calories on the menu. But it was good. I had a Bloomin' chicken. It was like a half Bloomin' chicken and a 6 ounce sirloin. I had mashed potatoes. I just ate half of those, and I had a salad, and I had the dressing on the side, and that worked out well. And then in the evening, we just had a microwavable and a salad. I just had a microwave dinner and a salad to save calories because I didn't have very many calories left after the Outback lunch. And in the afternoon, we played Pokemon, and I recorded an episode of that show with Joe and Laurie, and that was it. That was our Sunday. It was, again, we worked a little bit on our top secret idea, and we watched a little bit of a new show called Tracker. It's on CBS, but we watched it on Paramount Plus. It was, you know, it was okay. It's a good filler show. I feel like, though, a lot of procedural shows... As we all know, I'm a big fan of the procedurals. So I am primed for being an old man and CBS being my favorite network, because I love procedurals. And I do watch a lot of CBS procedurals already. Mark does not generally watch them with me, but you know, I've been a fan of a procedural my entire life. So I've been an old man. I'm an old soul, you know? So no, that was Sunday. And then today I just worked and nothing really to report there. I got quite a bit accomplished at work today. It was in the office. We went grocery shopping. I got my car washed today. I went to the car wash and I haven't washed my car in probably a year. I'm kind of afraid of those tunnel washes because one time my bumper of my car got pulled off by one of those. But I went and I got the biggest sales pitch. They had a person standing there, even though it's an automated thing. They had a salesperson standing there and trying to get me to sign up for a membership. I said, lady, I wash my car maybe once a year. I do not need to sign up for a plan. She's like, well, you can cancel after a month. I'm like, I will never remember to cancel. You guys will just get money from me every month. Then she says, well, I need to stand here for another 5 seconds. They're watching me on camera and I don't want to get fired. I was like, whatever. Anyway, got the car washed, went grocery shopping. That was about it. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.